Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about sales psychology. I'm going to talk about your own perception around sales and a few things that you need to address. I'm also going to talk about a couple of areas within the sales process that would dramatically change your ability to see the conversation in a different light. You see, a lot of coaches will go through a sales script and follow it step by step by step. Your hope is that by following a step by step, you change people's perspective to the point where they're ready to buy. But just by following a set script without understanding where the client is taking you through the call means you very often get lost and you're very often unaware of what they're saying. So you miss vital things as we're going through the sales or the sales presentation. So I'm going to start off with talking about your own psychology. And then later into the video, I'm actually going to start addressing two areas that's really going to help you convert more sales. So the first thing that I want to address when it comes to sales psychology is the fact that it's sleazy. A lot of people think selling is sleazy. Oh, you're just forcing people to buy something. Let me change your perspective. If you have the intent on buying some new jeans and you walk into a jeans store that you know is more than likely going to have your jeans and someone says, hey, what are you here for? And they go, a specific type of jean. I have that specific type of jean. Let me show you the jean. Now, I'm going to give you a situation that happened to me. I went into Selfridges in London. And I don't find finding jeans, those of you that train a lot, don't find finding jeans easy. In fact, if someone said to me, you're going to need four new pairs of jeans, I'd be like having to get myself psyched up to go and get jeans. So I'm actually looking for somewhere that's going to make the process easier. So my psychology around buying jeans is that I don't see the need in spending a lot of money. I went into this store. I went up to somebody and said, I'm looking for a pair of jeans that's not too tight, a little bit loose around the ankle. What have you got? And they took me straight to a brand of jean. Now, I tried the jeans on. They were absolutely perfect. They solved the problem that I had, i.e. they fitted. Then he gave me three colors in the same jean and I was sold. Went up to the counter. It was over £850 for three pairs of jeans. What did I do? Gave him my credit card. Why? It had taken the effort out of the process, showed me exactly what I wanted, listened to the objections and challenges I had, showed me there was a solution to it, and then I paid for it. A perfect example of changing my perspective around buying jeans. So was that process sleazy? Not in the slightest. Was that person selling me expensive jeans? Absolutely. Was I happy to buy those? Absolutely. So sales is not sleazy. I would not be in the jeans store if I didn't want to buy jeans. People would not be on a call with you if they didn't want to get in better shape. Selling is caring. Let me explain that again. Selling is caring. Because if I am facilitating somebody's decision to buy something that they want and making it effortless and changing their perspective along the way, I'm actually going to enrich their life, change their life, help them achieve a goal, help them feel happier, healthier, help their family. The list is endless of the benefits that somebody would have from working with me. So if somebody wants to speak to me on the phone about how I could potentially help them, we have a goal that they have, we have a person that wants to achieve that goal, but they may have objections or barriers in the way of actually getting to that. And your job is to help them to facilitate that process. Selling is caring. Now, let me get on to the psychology of your customer. They're going to come up to you usually with a couple of objections. They can't, there's self-doubt, and time. So here's something to look at. And this helps you on a call. Let me look at the idea of time to start with. If somebody's on a call with you and you explain what you do, and then they present to you that they have limited time, that is their way of saying that every single time in my life so far I've tried to do anything like this, I've never stuck to it. So what a lot of people try to do when it comes to time is they find the right time. So they will tell you, and this is a little psychology, I think I'm going to have a gap in my business model or family life in 2 months' time. That's when I'm looking to try and get in shape. Now, the reality of life is that life is very busy. Life will always be busy. I'm sitting in shape now at 45, having very busy business, very busy life, but I don't find it difficult. That's because I've learned how to live my life, live my business, do the things that I do whilst I'm busy. And then when I have more time, I actually get in way better shape. So wouldn't it be more sense, and this is where we actually say to your clients, perspective is everything when it comes to sales. What we're trying to do is logically, not challenge people, not say, what are you on about? You have no time. That's an absolute joke. You get people's backs up because they're defensive of time already. But you say, do you mind if I just ask you a question? If time, this thing that you have not a lot of, if we could find a way of being able to actually include training and exercise and nutrition within your busy life that didn't take away from your busy life, wouldn't it make sense to actually do that now while you don't have a lot of time? Well, yes, but that's not possible because it requires a lot of my time. I'll show you a way that it doesn't need to be like that. Their perspective has changed and they go, wow, I didn't see it like that. So when people say they didn't see it like that and you gave them a different perspective, you've shown them there's an easier way to achieve an outcome that they were normally quite frightened about. It's exactly the same when it comes to they think they've got to learn a lot. They think they've got to put a lot of time in. They think they've got to cook a lot. And you turn around to them and say, well, yes, you've got to learn a little bit. Yes, you've got to commit some time. But where in your life so far, if you don't mind me asking, have you decided that you wanted to achieve something, applied yourself to doing that, and got an outcome? You may think that this is a unique experience, that it's something you've never done before. We're actually talking about learning some new skills, applying yourself. So tell me in your life, where have you done those things so far? And they go, oh, well, I didn't really understand university. I didn't really understand even my driving test. I didn't understand this. Great. So what we're looking at is we just need to apply a new skill and new time to learn this skill. And when you did the things at university, what did you end up with? 2-1, I got a degree. Great. So you applied yourself to something that you valued highly. What's the value in you losing shape right now, losing body fat? I want to feel better. I want to feel healthy. I want to go on holiday wearing a bikini. Great. So we applied the same mindset, would you agree, to this? And they go, I didn't think of it like that. So now we've got somebody that's dealt with time. We've got somebody that's dealt with the learning side of it and the application side of it. And what we're doing as we're going through the process is we're listening to what could be an objection, a challenge. And we're asking them to see it slightly differently. And when they see it slightly differently and related to other things that they've done well in their life, you've changed their perspective. So selling, one is caring. They wouldn't be on the call with you if they didn't want the thing. And therefore, there's some things that they are going to bring up, which are a perspective that's going to be limiting. Help them to change their perspective. You put them in a better position at the end to say, well, now we've addressed that, we've addressed this. When are we going to start? And they go, well, let's go. So when it comes to selling, this is a skill. This is an art. This is something you can learn. Daily inside Coach and Concierge, our business coaching program, we're helping coaches build the foundations and systems to build an online business to consist of 5 to 7K months. And then we're also teaching these skills at the scaling level to our clients that are going above 10K plus months within their business. If you want to learn how to be a master seller, if you want to learn how to handle all the objections that get faced your way, if you want to learn how to get constant leads coming into your business so you can apply these sales skills, then make sure you just DM me on Instagram, Mark Coles M10, the word sales, Or if you're watching this on YouTube, go to the link in the description, click on the link, and you'll find out all the details about what we do and how we can help you too. For now, if you're watching this on YouTube, it's great to see you. If you're listening on iTunes, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure you drop me a message on Instagram, say hi. And again, if you are on YouTube right now, make sure you click like and click subscribe, and we'll see you soon.